Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with hour two of Swing Time for today, Tuesday, the 19th of May 2026. As usual, my thanks to colleague John Yule for starting off the show in fine style. Thanks, John. There are two aspects to my presentation today, although the two threads are directly linked. My opening track came from a new recently released reissue, and you may wish to have available pen and paper because there are other new discs to follow. Incidentally, all these new reissues are on vinyl, no CD issues at all in this period. First up, we heard from the album The Incredible Guitar of Wes Montgomery. Of course, Wes Montgomery. He was playing West Coast Blues, and his accompanying musicians were Tommy Flanagan, piano, Percy Heath, bass, Albert Tooter Heath on drums, and the recording was made in New York City on the 26th of January, 1960. West Coast Blues. Many enthusiasts consider that album to be one of the guitarist's finest. So once again, it's available. The vinyl LP number is Wax Time Crystal Clear 526 034 LP. Wax Time Crystal Clear 526034 LP. The crystal clear bit is emphasised because, and I'm not going to give all the details, but on a number of the following new reissues that I'm featuring, the vinyl differs in colour. I noted blue, purple, and, would you believe, rose. Wow. The next selection brings me to the other aspect of today's show. Next Monday, 26th of May, is the centenary of the birth of Miles Davis, and there would be something seriously amiss if Swing Time did not recognise this important milestone. Oh, sorry, no pun intended. The problem with any Miles Davis feature is what to include and what should be left out. Fortunately, in this instance, much of the work has been done for me, as, in obvious anticipation of next Monday's important day, a number of new reissues have started to appear. I propose to look at a number of these new records today. It's a matter of personal choice to select one's own personal favourite, but I reckon this could be high on the list. From Miles Davis and Gil Evans' play Porgy and Bess, I've picked Bess, You Is My Woman Now. And the personnel is Miles Davis trumpet, or possibly flugelhorn, not quite sure. Johnny Coles, Bernie Glow, Ernie Royal and Louis Mucci on trumpets, Joe Bennett, Frank Rehack and Jimmy Cleveland play trombones, Dick Hickson plays bass trombone, Willie Ruff, Julius Watkins and Gunther Schuller are playing French horns, Bill Barber playing tuba, Phil Bodner and Romeo Pink on flutes, Danny Bank, baritone and baritone bass clarinet, Cannonball Adderley, alto, Paul Chambers bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Gil Evans arranges and conducts, and it was recorded in New York City on the 29th of July 1958. Bess, You Is My Woman Now. Not all the music on Porgy and Bess is by the Gershwins. Gil Evans included one of his own compositions, which I think gives us some very exciting big band jazz. The name of the track is Gone, and there is a subsidiary track, which I'm not playing today, called Gone, Gone, Gone. And incidentally, both these tunes have been picked up on numerous occasions by very many jazzmen. So, the lineup is pretty much the same as we heard on Bess, You Is My Woman, but the recording dates were different. Gone was recorded a week earlier on the 22nd of July 1958. But I think this is pretty exciting big band jazz. I hope you agree.
We'll be right back.
Miles Davis's Porgy and Bess, now available on 12-inch vinyl LP, and the label is Number One Essentials, 291501. Number One Essentials, 291501. For some years on BBC Radio 3, a classical musical programme called Building a Library has been broadcast. The name, I think, explains what the feature is about. I mentioned this because the next new Miles Davis reissue, I believe, would be a certain inclusion in any comprehensive jazz library. It's the Birth of the Cool Sessions. A record which, when first issued, seemed to find more favour with musicians rather than modern jazz fans of the day. The new Birth of the Cool reissue, again on 12-inch vinyl LP, is Number One Essentials, 291050. Number One Essentials, 291050. Incidentally, this session brought Miles and Gil Evans together for the first time. And also, incidentally, this is a jazz record that has never, ever been out of the catalogue. My selection is Godchild, and the group was referred to as Miles Davis and his orchestra. Miles Davis trumpet, Kai Winding trombone, Junior Collins French horn, Bill Barber tuba, he cropped up on Porgy and Bess, of course. Bill Barber tuba, Lee Konitz alto, Jerry Mulligan baritone, and he arranged Godchild, Al Haig piano, Joe Schulman bass, Max Roach drums. A recording made in New York City on the 31st of January 1949. Godchild. Thank you. from The Birth of the Cool Sessions, Godchild. As may be expected, the vinyl record producers have not lost this Miles Davis centenary marketing opportunity to reissue what is claimed to be the best-selling jazz record ever, Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. All you need to look for is Jazz Images 37197LP. I'm going to feature Freddie Freeloader, and to remind you, if you need reminding, this is Miles Davis trumpet, Cannonball Adderley alto, John Coltrane tenor, Wynton Kelly is the pianist, Paul Chambers bass, and again Jimmy Cobb drums. Recorded New York City, the 2nd of March 1959. The track is Freddie Freeloader, and I can tell you that they used track 4 when Kind of Blue was first issued.
Thank you. Thank you.
Freddie Freeloader from Kind of Blue. Mike Coates here with hour two of Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Every Tuesday for 2 hours, commencing at 1 p.m. Since the advent of LP issues in Britain, commencing around the mid-1950s, there have been many Miles Davis's sessions issued on all forms of media, vinyl, tape, cassette and CD. This has led to much mixing of a variety of recording dates appearing on the same disc, tape or whatever. This especially is the case where one encounters budget issues. Not everything is neat and tidy and compact, such as, for example, the Kind of Blue or Porgy and Bess sessions that we heard. I've endeavoured in this selection to keep neat and tidy dividing lines, but this has not always been possible. This particularly applies on the next disc, which was one of Miles Davis's opening Columbia recordings. Technically speaking, it was planned for his previous recording organisation, which was Prestige Records, and they certainly mixed up sessions, issuing LPs across the full range of his recordings, naming them such as Walking, Cooking, Steaming. When Miles Davis recorded Porgy and Bess for Columbia, it could be said that he had well established himself on the jazz scene. He had put much work into his efforts for Prestige, and most certainly these had played off. In this first Columbia LP album, he had been planning for some time the idea of playing Gershwin, but it really was brought to fruition by the excellent A&R man George Avakian. So, from this session, which was called Round About Midnight, here is Bye Bye Blackbird. It was referred to as the Miles Davis New Quintet, who were Miles Davis trumpet, John Coltrane tenor, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones drums, which became a fairly permanent fixture after this session. Recorded in New York City on the 5th of June 1956, Bye Bye Blackbird.
Thank you.
Round About Midnight Columbia album is available on Jazzwax 4646 LP. Again, another 12-inch album. And it's a case in point of a mixture of recording sessions. For example, the album title track, Round About Midnight, crops up twice. One recording in 1956 and a further recording that was made at the Newport Jazz Festival. Not quite sure which date it was. It might have been 55, but certainly an example of the kind of mixture you can expect on some of these new issues. Well, I'm sure there will be other Miles Davis vinyl releases this year, and I hope to feature some of them in due course. With what now appears to be the wholesale return of vinyl issues, we've been talking about these, hi-fi also reproduction has to be the norm now as the media takes over. My final new vinyl issue, in fact, appears on a 12-inch size disc. And I do ask myself, are we likely to be faced with having to feature on Swing Time as being played 78 RPM records? That might provide us with some problems. However, the one I'm going to feature is not Miles Davis, but another trumpet player, Chet Baker, which, although it's not a classic record in the sense that Body and Soul by Coleman Hawkins or West End Blues by Louis Armstrong would be classed a classic disc, it certainly did reach a very wide audience and was well received. The record is The Best of Chet Baker Sings, and on this track, which is There Will Never Be Another You, he's accompanied on his trumpet and vocal with Russ Freeman piano, Carson Smith bass, and Bob Neal on drums. This was recorded by Pacific Jazz in Los Angeles on the 15th of February 1954. There Will Never Be Another You.
Standing here with someone new, there will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another you? Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
Miles Davis has occupied much of my space this week, so we'll include some down-home blues to finish today. I can't give you the personnel other than to suggest that T-Bone Walker sings his usual lyric to Stormy Monday Blues, with possibly Count Basie and Dizzy Gillespie tucked in there somewhere. Thanks for listening. I do hope you've enjoyed our presentations today, and we look forward to you joining us next Tuesday. Oh, do take care out there.